School is back in session for most districts throughout the country, but the struggle over how to contain Omicron continues. In Chicago, a standoff between educators in the city has come to an end with teachers and students slated to head back into the classroom tomorrow. The biggest tension point was whether in-person should even happen. Teachers want it to work remotely, and they aren't the only district struggling with this. For the latest, let's bring in NPR's Corey Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yes, Corey, let's start with Chicago. What concessions were made to end this standoff?
Yeah, so the teachers, as you said, were fighting for remote instruction because they felt that schools just weren't safe with Omicron surging. They asked the city for several things, including improvements in how students are tested, including making testing opt-out instead of opt-in. The city did not agree to that, but committed to do more to increase the pool of students who get tested. Teachers also wanted an infection metric that would trigger a district-wide shift to online learning. The city agreed to something only on an individual school basis, not at the district level. Also, as you said, you know, students are set to return to classrooms tomorrow, though the union's rank and file still has to approve the deal.
Okay, so there's still a lot to watch for out of Chicago and still a lot of questions about how all of this will work. Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and Louisville are some other big districts that have decided to go remote. What does the fight look like in other districts?
Yeah, you know, it's a little less of a fight, I will say, but the fears and the facts behind what happened in Chicago are all coming to the fore in lots of different places all over the country. You know, we have to remember that Omicron was hitting its stride right as we hit the big holiday travel rush. So closures are happening, and they're happening in a bunch of different places, although they are short, which is good. Just a week or two so far. Wouldn't surprise me if we saw more. I've also heard many teachers who say they are spending their own money to make their classrooms as safe as they possibly can. I spoke with one teacher. Her name is Penelope Quesada. She teaches elementary school in Louisville. And she says she's in a building where ventilation just isn't great.
I bought air purifiers and I open my windows and I have fans. But honestly, I mean, my students were cold. I mean, it's winter. They were complaining. So I bought heaters.
I mean, Tanya, she is laughing, but Quesada told me before her district went virtual yesterday, she was really worried about COVID.
Absolutely. We know Omicron is more transmissible than other variants, but it also appears to lead to less severe illness for most. Also, vaccines are widely available, and we've heard from pediatricians and child advocates who are basically saying kids are better off in school. But what are the challenges to keeping schools open right now overall? We've heard a lot just now.
Yeah, I mean, in a word, though, staffing. So many teachers and bus drivers are out sick right now with Omicron that I've heard from a bunch of districts who say they just don't have enough adults to get the job done. You know, making matters worse, many communities are suffering from a very real shortage of substitute teachers. I spoke with Louisville Superintendent Marty Polio yesterday after he announced that his district was going remote for 1 week. Polio estimated at one point recently, roughly 10% of his classrooms didn't have teachers. He knows many of his students depend on school, not just for learning, but for meals and social emotional support. And so he told me he felt really torn by this choice.
We always say in education, if you do what's right for children, you'll always do the right thing. Well, I always say, where's that handbook to tell me what that is?
Oh my gosh, he really brings up such an important point. What is the best thing for children? So what is the key at this point to keep schools open? Is it more masks, more ventilation, more testing, more teachers?
You know, it's all of the above, not to mention encouraging vaccination. And schools do have federal relief dollars to help pay for some of these things. But some of these problems also aren't easily fixable. You know, paying teachers isn't the immediate problem right now. It's finding enough of them. When it comes to testing, where Omicron is surging, you know, some school officials have been reluctant to do more. There was this really fascinating moment, Tanya, on CNN recently, when New York City's new mayor, Eric Adams, was asked, wouldn't mandated weekly testing for students and teachers be the safest way to keep schools open? And Adams responded, ideally, yes. But he said, but I don't want to lose some of my children, meaning the more we look for Omicron, the more we're afraid we'll find. In fact, many New York City students say they don't feel safe and have planned to walk out today to push for a return to remote learning.
Right. So many challenges. Some school districts, though, actually testing once a week some of their children. That's NPR education correspondent Corey Turner, as always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tanya.